I want to address myself as best as I know how to those that I have wronged, that I have sinned against. First of all, my wife, Frances. God never gave a man a better helpmate and companion. And as far as this gospel has been taken through the ether waves to the great cities of the world and cover this globe, it would never have been done were it not for her strength, her courage, her consecration to her Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I have sinned against you. And I beg your forgiveness. God said to David 3,000 years ago, "You have done this thing in secret, but I will do what I do openly before all of Israel." My sin was done in secret. And God has said to me, "I will do what I do before the whole world. Blessed be the name of the Lord." I have sinned against you, my Lord. And I would ask that your precious blood would wash and cleanse every stain until it is in the seas of God's forgetfulness, never to be remembered against me anymore. I say unto you that watch me today, through his mercy, his grace, and his love, the sin of which I speak is not a present sin, it is a past sin. I know that so many would ask, why? Why? I have asked myself that 10,000 times through 10,000 tears. Maybe Jimmy Swaggart has tried to live his entire life as if though he was not human. And I have thought that with the Lord, knowing he is omnipotent and omniscient, that there was nothing I could not do. And I emphasize with his help and his guidance. And I think this is the reason, in my limited knowledge, that I did not find the victory I sought. Because I did not seek the help of my brother and my sister in the Lord.